voice of the world. The sound with the beat. The sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues.
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
A very good evening from Indianapolis, Indiana. I hope everybody's well. The weather's getting a little better here. I'm going to turn it over to Jeff with a different sound tonight. Go, Jeff.
Well, hello, everybody. Jeff here on the All Things Radio podcast, broadcasting from Sponge Rubber Hall as Mad Daddy on WINS.
Finally put him in a rubber room and it worked out for you.
Bill and Chris and Sean and Gary and Mike in Indiana and Mike out in Aventura, Florida. Good evening, everyone. Going to be a very busy podcast, and we have a little extra feature that we didn't think about because we do have some time to fill. We're going to do a feature I did on podcast. I believe it was ATR 208. We're going to feature a little bit on the late Ken Nordine. And if you haven't heard Ken Nordine, you haven't heard anything, and the air check I did of KOLA in the Inland Empire of California, out in Riverside, California. And we have lots of radio news. And someone asked me, and I'll answer the question after the radio news, what the letters IPO mean. And we're going to talk about that in the radio news this week. So, Bill, you're the chief engineer. I'll have you turn the crank and get things going.
Well, the computer is not cooperating, but I'm going to hit the button anyway.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. Town Square radio stations taken down by ransomware attack. iHeartMedia reports an uptick in their February revenue results. EDGECOM promotes 6 key executives. And finally, we'll let you know what's happening on the street. It was another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and cyber attacks make the news. This time it hit Town Square Media. A bunch of Town Square Media radio stations were affected by a ransomware crypto cyber attack. In Shreveport, Louisiana, one of the markets affected, their whole automation system was down. They couldn't do anything, and they had to play music using YouTube. Other markets included Boise, Idaho, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and Portsmouth, New Hampshire. On a local note, although this really doesn't have anything to do with radio, the city of Albany was hit with the same kind of ransomware attack as well, leaving the police department and many city agencies virtually unable to function, and it took 4 days for the city to get back to normal. The last radio cluster that was hit by a ransomware attack was Urban One, whose radio clusters were affected at the beginning of last February. In other news, iHeartMedia is giving us more information about their revenue results. With their bankruptcy proceedings winding down, we know that the revenue results between January and February rose 6%. They don't give us much more information, but we'll let you know more about iHeartMedia in a future All Things Radio podcast. In other news, EDGECOM is giving 6 of their key executives new titles. Tim Murphy is the new Executive Vice President for Corporate Business Development. David Rosenblum is the new Vice President for Corporate Business Development. Pat Paxton is the new Chief Programming Officer. Michael Martin is the new Senior Vice President of Programming and Music Initiatives. Dave Riches is the new Senior Vice President of Programming for EDGECOM in Seattle, Washington. And finally, Esther Maria Jajeda is the new Senior Vice President of Communications for the company. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Say so long to another rock station serving the suburbs of Chicago, Illinois. The station is WFXF-FM, licensed to Dundee, Illinois, currently owned and operated by Alpha Media. But that's all going to change on April 8th as the station is dropping its rock programming with the sale of this radio station to the Educational Media Foundation, home of the Air One and K-Love Christian formats. iHeartMedia is in cutting mode once again as they've cut the position of program director at radio station KGB-FM in San Diego, California. Before coming to KGB-FM in San Diego, California, Bob Buttrid programmed radio station KLOS-FM in Los Angeles, California, owned and operated by Cumulus Media. If you listen to KCBS-AM, you'll know that it's an all-news operation in San Francisco, California. The radio station has been given a complete makeover with a new website, with a new look, new audio imaging, with voice talents Randy Thomas and Roberta Solomon. Town Square Media has made changes to the radio landscape in Sedalia, California, and radio station KSDL-FM. They've dropped their Bob FM, Variety Friday Hits format in favor of Classic Hits. And yes, we'll provide you with an air check of this radio station in a future All Things Radio podcast. Congratulations go out to Phil Kukowinski, who is the new afternoon drive personality and content director at radio station WGHL-FM in Louisville, Kentucky. The station programs an alternative rock format, and he comes to this market after working at radio station WFUZ-FM in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, owned and operated by Cumulus Media, with an alternative rock format as well. iHeartMedia has appointed two new program directors for its radio stations in Cleveland, Ohio. The radio stations are WGAR-FM with a country and western format, and WHLK-FM with a variety hits format. Carlotta Blake is the new program director for radio station WGAR-FM in Cleveland, Ohio, and Jason Carr is the new program director for radio station WHLK-FM in Cleveland, Ohio as well. Finally, Cumulus is making changes to the radio landscape with the Atlanta Braves baseball team. The Atlanta Braves baseball team is moving from 106.7 WYAY-FM back to radio station WNNX-FM. The reason for the change is the sale of WYAY-FM from Cumulus Media to the Educational Media Foundation, owners of the K-Love and Air One Christian formats. Now it's time for some cord-cutting news. PlayStation VU is adding 15 new ABC and Fox affiliates. The bad news is that they'll only allow limited DVR options. This means that you can only record selected programs from these television stations. If you like recording your television shows and watching them later on, TiVo is working on a feature that will allow you to skip commercials. We'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio podcast. Finally, YouTube TV is working on a way to introduce local ad insertion. If you notice dead air on channels such as ESPN, that dead air is where local ads are to be inserted. We'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio podcast as well. Finally, according to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week, and Geico is not number one. Number one is indeed the employment recruiting firm, followed up by Home Depot, Geico Insurance, Seriously Digital Entertainment, and Macy's. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595. And hit option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Very interesting, Jeff.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. And the echo is gone. It is gone now. I finally fixed it. Unfortunately, Spuntra Bahal has gone to oblivion. But I will say, someone asked me about an IPO, and I said, well, maybe doesn't everyone know what it is? Well, some people don't know what it is. An IPO stands for Initial Public Offering. And when iHeartMedia goes out of bankruptcy, and they are planning on going out of bankruptcy in the next few months, they're going to be a publicly traded company once again on the whatever stock exchange they choose. I'm not sure if it's going to be the American, the U.S. stock exchange, or the NASDAQ stock exchange, but they're going to be traded publicly. The big thing that occurred back in 2008 was that iHeartMedia became a private company, and when they were Clear Channel, and they were financing through Thomas Lee and Thomas Lee and Bain Capital, and I believe Bain Capital might be one of those. I forgot the company name who owns it, but they're financing, and now that's all being changed. And you're going to see a lot of this happening, and you're going to see a lot more deal making and consolidation in the field. Mike, out in Indiana, you and I were talking about this. What's your theory on iHeartMedia? You have some pretty dire predictions for them, in a sense, for radio. What do you think?
Well, I think a lot of stations are going to choose their markets, especially if you have the deregulation that allows up to eight FM stations and below top 75 markets. So what you're going to see is, you know, iHeart may sell off certain stations and markets, and so you may have certain intercom markets and iHeart markets and Town Square, Midwest, you know, where certain companies will take over certain markets. That's my vision. I don't know if it'll quite play exactly as I see it, but I definitely think you'll see that kind of some big in certain markets and ignoring others.
I see iHeartMedia being as a meaner and leaner company. I think they're going to get rid of some of the smaller markets and concentrate heavily on the medium and larger markets, and they're going to be a bigger, powerful force to deal with. And that's what I think. Jamie, I see you had your hand raised. Go ahead, Jamie. I guess he's muted, but we'll try to get back to you, Jamie, because I did try to unmute you.
Ken, hold on. Since I was not here last week, and since you're about to go to Jamie, I was going to address something that Jamie asked last week real quick about Colin Cowherd, a question, because I did listen, even though I wasn't here, but he asked why originally they weren't, ESPN wasn't allowing him, their stations, to run him, but then they started. They didn't part ways on very good terms, and so they were afraid he was going to go on and bash them on their ESPN affiliates. But then when they saw that he very rarely references ESPN, even a lot less than Dan Patrick does. They decided, yeah, that's okay. You can run Colin Cowherd. So,
Okay, Joey, try it again.
Yeah, you're unmuted. Go ahead, Jamie.
All right, guys. You know what? If I was listening to what Mike was saying about, you know, MyHeart possibly selling stations and things like that, all I can see is, all that's going to do is open up more doors for the K-Love folks to go ahead and scoop up more and more and more radio stations. And
unfortunately,
you probably noticed that. Yeah. And Sean, there was something that you said many, many years ago. You said when K-Love comes to a market or everyone comes to market, and 9 times out of 10, it's K-Love, usually they don't leave. They usually don't leave. They will keep the station forever if they're allowed to. And I've seen in many cases, so EMF can put K-Love and Air One in a certain market. They'll put K-Love on the main HD1 and then put Air One on an HD2.
But they have left the market, though, Jamie. I can't give you the station offhand, but they actually have sold stations in markets to get better stations. For example, they took over with the Loops frequency in Chicago, but they sold their. Okay, they got rid of that format and moved Air One to their lesser signal station in that area. So they definitely know what it means to get listeners. And Jamie, we're going to hear from you later on when we do our featured station section, because I've asked you to come on to help comment on the two stations we're going to be talking about, one in Fort Myers, Florida, that's Bill's home turf, and the other one in Tampa, Florida, which is your home turf. So we're going to ask you to help us out. Thank you very much, Jamie. And he's left the building, but he'll be back again. So, Bill, I think why don't we do this? Why don't we do Jennifer's call letter and format changes, and then we'll continue with the panel here.
Can do that, Jeff. Before I do that, has anybody got any last quick comments before my sluggish computer?
There are no hands.
There we go, then.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of April 4th. KKOO 1260, Weezer, Idaho, changes format from not available to oldies and adds slogan, Cool FM. KMVS 89.3, Moss Beach, California, changes format from silent to contemporary Christian and adds network provider K-Love and adds slogan K-Love. KRCB-FM 91.1 Santa Rosa, California changes format from silent to news talk and adds network provider National Public Radio and adds slogan Radio 91. WBVM 90.5 Tampa, Florida changes slogan from Spirit FM to Spirit FM 90.5. WZIS FM 90.7 Terre Haute, Indiana changes format from alternative rock to CHR. WGSG 89.5 Mayo, Florida changes format from silent to religious teaching and adds a network provider Sun Life Radio Network and adds slogan the Sun Life Radio Network. WIHM 1410 Taylorville, Illinois changes format from silent to religious teaching and adds network provider Eternal Word TV Network. WSBF FM 88.1 Clemson, South Carolina changes format from adult alternative to variety. KCBQ 1170 San Diego, California changes slogan from AM 1170 The Answer to The Answer San Diego FM 96.1 and AM 1170. KFPR 88.9 Redding, California changes primary format from silent to news talk and adds network provider National Public Radio and adds secondary format classical and adds slogan North State Public Radio. KQZQ 98.3 Kiowa Kansas changes slogan from Coyote Country 98.3 KQZQ to My Country 98.3 KTRR 102.5. Loveland, Colorado changes slogan from Dry 102.5 to Retro 102.5. KUAD FM 99.1. Windsor, Colorado changes slogan from K99 to New Country 99.1. WLLN 1370. Lillington, North Carolina changes slogan from La Grande 1370 to La Grande 1000. WLLQ 1530. Chapel Hill, North Carolina changes slogan from La Grande 1530 to La Grande 1000. WNFZ 94.3 Powell, Tennessee changes format from alternative rock to adult hits and changes slogan from 94Z to 94.3 Jack FM. WNSH 94.7 Newark, New Jersey changes slogan from Nash FM 94.7 to New Yours Country 94.7. WAVNAM 1240 South Haven, Mississippi changes calls to WMSOAM. WWBU FM 101.7 Radford, Virginia changes calls to WRAD FM. WNMX 100.7 Christiansburg, Virginia changes calls to WVHK FM. KRMN 88.9 Minna, Arkansas changes frequency from 88.9 to 89.3. WAUA FM 100.3 Waverly, Alabama changes calls to WAUE FM. WSTV FM 103.7 Frankfort, Kentucky changes format from adult contemporary to classic hits and changes slogan from Star 103.7 to Passport Radio 93.5 103.7 and changes calls to WFRT FM. WFEQ FM 98.7 Pleasant Gap, Pennsylvania changes calls to WLEJ FM. WLGN 1510 Logan, Ohio changes slogan from 103.3 FM and 1510 AM Classic Oldies to 103.3 LGN FM. WZTE 1530 Northeast Pennsylvania changes city of license from Northeast to Union City. WDTW FM 93.5 Ocean Isle Beach, North Carolina changes calls to WLQB FM. WLSC 1240 Loras, South Carolina changes slogan from Tiger Radio 1240 to WLSC Tiger Radio. The following stations have signed off the air: KQLC 90.7 Sealy, Texas, KXQT 105.9 Stanton, Texas, WNWR 1540 Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a very good week.
Well, there we go, and thank you very much, Jennifer.
Does a great job.
Never worry, because, Jeff, one week she may have 2 minutes, the next week she'll have six or seven. So it just goes around, comes around.
It averages out.
It certainly averages out. One of the things I'd like to just ask all of you guys, when we do our featured station, I really want you to think about it. I want to get some real input into this. Last week, I thought you guys would hate with the station we had on last week, and you guys ended up liking it. Yeah, especially Mike out in Aventura, and he said he liked the station, and I was so not upset, but I was just shocked that so many people liked it. So when we get to the featured station section, I'd really like to see if you guys will kind of give me some input on that. Then Bill's got a feature as well. And but before Bill does his feature, does anyone else have any input after the format and call letter changes would like to say something?
It was interesting that that 1540 in Philadelphia went off. That, of course, was that, and I forget the call letters. If Jerry were here, he'd remember them. But the country station, it used to be the country station. It was had with that echo. It did like a top 40 country sound. Came on in 67. And
was that WRCP, maybe?
Yes, RCP.
RCP,
right.
And then it became WPGR as an oldie station.
Yes, it was an oldie station. Then it was sort of ethnic programming. I don't know what it was doing lately. But, you know, a frequency like that, I mean, some of them go away. Like, we haven't gotten anything back on 15-10 since ATD didn't pick it up. Some of them do go away, but some of them, you know, how long is it that they hold those open for somebody to put in? Is it 2 years, 3 years, something like that?
Something like that. I don't remember offhand.
But
I was surprised it went off the air because they were doing broker time programming at one point. So I was surprised that they weren't able to keep that on the air at 1540. But Jerry, you had your hand raised.
Yeah, 1540, when it goes way back, it even had WJMJ before it was WRCP.
What was that format, Jerry?
What was their format?
What was JMJ? Yeah.
They were the easy, what they called easy listening then, with Montavani and people like that.
Did they have an FM side or just the AM?
FM came on, well, it's interesting. RCP came on in late 64. They weren't country yet. They were still doing easy listening. FM came on at 104.5, and it operated, you know, for a while it went off right at sunset with the AM, and then it operated till midnight after the AM went off. And then when it became WRCP, that was on September 7th of 67.
Yeah, right.
For about a month, the FM went off at midnight. And then it was interesting because on the weekend of October 20th, they went 24 hours a day.
Okay. Wow, very, very cool, Jerry. You know, I used to listen, you know, the funny thing, and I know we're going to get to the next feature, but I got to tell you, living in New York, I used to be enthralled by listening to Channel 6 on the FM band. And you could get Channel 6 at that time below the FM band, and I used to listen to people like Captain Noah doing a children's show, and people like I can't think of Sally Starr and Les Kiter, the guy that did sports. He did sports on Channel 6 at one time, It was a pretty interesting station. And I always hated when Channel 5 came on the air, because when the band opened up, I could turn my television to Channel 6 and watch the Philadelphia channel. So it was a pretty interesting idea. My dad thought it was nuts, but then when he came into the living room once, I had the stereo to the Channel 6, and we had an outdoor antenna. He said, "Hey, that's pretty cool. You can watch Channel 6, but why can't I watch my Philadelphia Eagles games?" Well, I said,
because they were on 10, it was a higher.
They were on Channel 10.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I can say. But it was fun doing that. You can't really do that too much anymore. But there are band openings, and if you have the right antenna, if you have an HD set with all the digital, and there are band openings, and occasionally you can get some band openings. So that's all I can say. Yeah. Bill, what about your feature?
Well, I'm going to go to it in just 1 second, Jeff. I want to make sure Gary in Austin and Perry in the 515 doesn't have anything today. I haven't seen them on the board yet. You guys have anything?
I had a friend that has one of these HD antennas, and he was telling me that one night and he lives kind of halfway between Des Moines and Cedar Rapids, and he said he was getting stations from the Quad Cities, Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and even way out to Omaha. So it is kind of neat when you can do that, when you have all the, you know, the antenna.
It is kind of cool. You know what?
It is good. I'm good. I'm going to go ahead, Bill.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to transport ourselves back about 31 years and go to the Pacific Northwest. We haven't featured Seattle in a long time, and we're going to do part one of a series of a market scope of Seattle. Now, this was not produced by me. I have no idea what this content is, but we're going to do a feature of Seattle radio.
Here we go, Gina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we need to go. Yeah, Gina would like this, but this is Seattle radio at its very best, AM and FM from the Puget Sound. So here we go.
Music radio, KUBE. Come over here.
95.7 Seattle's K-Lite.
Not too hard and never too light. Always a great variety of favorites of the 60s, 70s, and 80s on Magic 108.
Music 97.3 KNBQ with Kim Wilde, and a great song never dies, just keeps coming back around. That's second time for you. Keep Me Hanging On. Robert Palmer in there with Addicted to Love, Jody Watley, Don't You Want Me, and Dancing in the Dark, Bruce Springsteen, even though it is the afternoon. Pretty Poison. Kenny G was in there. He's in concert tomorrow night. And we started off with George Michael. That was last hour. 324. I'm Joel Michaels. Hey, are you going to make a pass, so to speak, this weekend for New Year's Eve? Maybe. The road conditions at 1976 Road. That's 1976 Road. We'll take a look at the ski resorts on your way. But first, buckle your seatbelt.
Hot Rodder! Team TV presents Coors Motor Mania! Two giant shows! January 8th and 9th at the Tacoma Dome! The Championship Demolition Derby! Metal Mashing Demo Action! Team USA versus Team Canada!
I'm Chris Lewis from Sports Northwest Magazine with a Cascade Ski Report for 97.3 KNBQ.
The most music station, KNBQ.
Ending off the buzz. Hey,
hey, K-U-B-E.
Where the fastest, most powerful cars achieve greatness.
Looking at partly cloudy skies tonight. Slight chance of a shower in the south portion of the area. The low around 34. Partly cloudy and cooler tomorrow. The high only around 38. And for the remainder of the New Year's weekend, mostly clear skies, but cold conditions. The highs around 37, 38 or so. Warm on the outside. We're at 42 now along the shores of Lake Washington.
Stitch Mitchell, K-U-B-E.
As promised, this is Seeing You Again. Dan Fogelberg on 92.5 KLSY.
Seeing You Again.
Magic 108 Chicago, just searching so long. Magic 108, where we have got the whole country buzzing with our revolutionary ugly tie exchange. Now, there is still time for you to swap that ugly tie you got for Christmas. All you have to do is send it along with your return address to Magic 108 FM, P.O. Box 19559, Seattle 98109. Just sit back, relax, and let the magic of mail order take over from there. 351, Scott Mitchell right back with another 8 songs in a row. Hang on. Seattle's Real Music Variety, and another 8 in a row on Magic 108.
It pays, gonna pay off again this hour. KUBE means music. Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock, and this is Stitch Mitchell on Seattle's Music Radio.
KUBE, Seattle.
Hey, not just more music, the most music. 97.3 KNBQ.
Music Radio.
KZUK Boston, doing Peace of Mind, 20 minutes past 4 o'clock. Connie Cole, Larry Sharp with you. Over the hump day, we got about 41 degrees here at Lower Queen Anne.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all correct.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure? You double check. Let me check the weather, Rock.
Yeah, how's that look?
It's cold.
Is it swinging?
No.
Good.
Not,
you see how simple it is? You see how an idea comes just like that?
Basically, clear and cool here through Saturday. No rain.
What?
Till Sunday.
Hey, Chris. What's today's ski report about?
Yeah.
Oh, about $18 if you're skiing all day. But anyway, here's what's happening. White Pass clear and 30 degrees, 8:45 to 10 p.m. Stevens Pass under high clouds and 28 degrees, so they're open 9 to 10. Alpental Ski Acres, Snoqualmie Summit, overcast skies and 27 degrees, open 9 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. Pacific West, cloudy and 28 degrees, they're open 9 to 11. Mount Baker, snowing lightly and 26 degrees with 3 new inches, open 8:30 to 3:30. Mission Ridge, overcast and 25 degrees, they're open 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. And Crystal Mountain, clear skies, 30 degrees, open 8:30 to 10. I'm Chris Lewis, and Trolling West,
yeah.
You guys are felt pin.
It's bitching, but yeah, what
thank
the hell?
You anyway.
Hi, Trolling West.
Uh-huh.
Norm Johnson of Seahawks.
Are you supposed to be practicing about now?
Yeah, what the?
Try. We need it all.
Yeah.
This Sunday. Once again, we'll be at Cody's Linwood, inside that beautiful Alderwood Ball Plaza.
Just look for the neon sticky bun.
Can't wait. This is New Foreigner from the X.
Carrick, and One Good Reason, a title track from his album, and also had Don't Shed a Tear. It's Music Radio Cube FM, and Tom Hutler reminding you to stop by Northgate Mall tomorrow. We're all showers are supposed to be decreasing. There is the possibility of a thunder shower, mainly to the north end. Highs near 50 today. Showers ending partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Lows low to mid 30s. Precip chance 30% tonight and tomorrow. Partly sunny, the forecast for tomorrow. And right now we've got 46 downtown, 45, and some wet stuff on the shores of Lake Washington.
Water, one to a customer, please. This Estee Lauder gift is yours through April 9th at Nordstrom.
The music is the magic, and here comes 8 in a row.
Magic 108. K-U-B-E.
KLTX, Seattle's K-Lite.
Music Radio Cube FM, Tom Hutler until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Gary Bryan is waiting in the wing. It's Eric Funk and Whitney Houston.
95.7, Seattle's K-Lite. Finally, an FM radio station that plays light and easy favorites. 95.7, Seattle's K-Lite.
FTD Easter Basket Bouquet. Ask your florist to send one through FTD.
Magic 108.
Restaurants and seafood bars celebrating 50 years of keeping clean.
Increasing showers, possible thunder showers. Highs today about 48. Tomorrow, some sunshine and highs 50 to 55 as we try to get some springtime weather back. Right now, a little rain and a little sunshine on the shores of Lake Washington. 49 degrees with the Pretenders.
Tom Hutler, K-U-B-E.
Lady wore red, and that guy likes it. Chris DeBerg on Magic 108, 250 Tuesday afternoon with Stitch Mitchell. And in case you have not heard, we've given away two $11,000 spending sprees with the Magic Gold Card number one and number two. And please stand by because we're going to crank up the Magic Money Machine coming up soon for Magic 108.
Hallmark asks, what do kids do with
Easter? It's news you can't get anywhere else.
Randy Lundquist up next with more back-to-back favorites of yesterday and today. And here comes four in a row.
Magic 3 o'clock.
This is Gary Bryan, right in the middle of 10 songs in a row at the official station of Disney World in Seattle, KUBE 93.
KUBE Seattle. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little trip of part one of the Seattle market.
Having been in Seattle, there's a lot of change in that market, though, because, you know, Hubbard's in the market now, Bonneville's back in the market again, and CBS is out of the market. So it is a market that has certainly changed.
Oh, yeah. And I definitely like... I was going to say, I like the fact that they got Hunter from mine and Perry's era. Hey.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, from our era. So.
Well, yeah, what did you think of Seattle?
Yeah, everybody sounded kind of sleepy there, really.
We'll be going back and forth between like only two or three stations, though. It didn't seem like they were KUBE and a couple others.
Then 97.3, which is now Cairo FM, and the Magic 108, they have four of them. And the weather guy sounded like he sounded like he was on helium from the one station.
Oh, the guy doing the ski report.
The ski report.
Yeah, he sounded like he was on helium.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Seattle market. Although my favorite Seattle market is the air checks of the top 40 stuff, KJR AM and KOL AM, which were back in the 60s were really good radio stations. But I got to tell you, has radio changed all that much? I don't know if it's changed that much since that air check, except that we have a lot less announcers on the air and a lot more stations with no announcers and a lot more voice tracking than was done back then. But certainly radio hasn't changed all that much. The consultants are still, well, I would say what Mike out in the Aventura would say. He would say that the consultants are ruining it. I know you're going to say that, Mike. So I'm just letting you know that's probably what you're going to say. And I can understand how you feel about that one.
I was always one, too, that liked to hear the announcers. You know, you love the music, yes, but you always like to hear the personality of the announcer, too. And that certainly has gone away.
And I loved the commercials back then. The different local commercials.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you do internet radio, that's the shame of internet radio, because a lot of times they cut out the national commercials and you don't really get to hear what the station really sounds like. Although I've seen more of that changing. Go ahead, Saron.
There's only a few companies that run the local. I think Hubbard runs them, and then some of your locally owned companies run them.
Intercom runs them. I think you pretty much hear the local stuff on Intercom. You know, I listen to WTBS in New York. I'm pretty sure, you know, they have the news at 6:30, the national news, 6:30 Eastern. And they pretty much are running that local stuff. We're hearing the traffic reports. We're hearing all that stuff.
Chris, I'm so upset with WBZ with the reruns of Larry Glick and David Brudnell. I know they're good talk show hosts, but it was a way that iHeartMedia could cheapen the operation of the radio station by not having any live talk hosts, because they don't have to pay them. They don't have to pay David Brudnell and Larry Glick. They're gone. So, I mean,
it's
nice to hear those nostalgic shows, and they're doing it, and they're calling it a WBZ flashback. But I just feel that it cheapens the sound of the radio station.
Yeah, I mean, it at least, you know, they're trying to, and of course it's a marketing ploy, because they're trying to say, you know, we're still WBZ, even though all this one's gone, that one's gone, we let go of these other people. And they're trying to say, you know, this is still WBZ, and, still stay tuned here. One thing I've noticed that they're doing is they're giving you a solid, at the top of the hour, giving you a solid 7 or 8 minutes of news before you go to commercial. And it used to be a lot more chopped up when it was run before, in both under CBS and under them, where, you know, after the traffic on the threes, which did have the real AccuWeather, when they're only running them at 25 and 55 now, unless there's a real storm going on. But, you know, they used to have a commercial at that point in about 3 more minutes, and then another commercial. I mean, they're going a little bit longer without the commercials, and I think that's a good change. But, you know, you're losing the people, and that's the important thing. And you know also that they're not paying the news editors that much, because some of the things that they're writing just aren't, you know, they're not grammatical, they're not, you know, factual sometimes, or it's misinterpreting something. You know, it's not as good as it used to be.
You know, I think iHeartMedia bit off a lot more than they could chew when they bought WBZ. And I think Entercom would have wanted to buy them, but they weren't able to because of the whole Justice Department thing and everything else. But they bit off because they're not really known for operating an all-news operation. And operating an all-news operation takes a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of people. You just can't rip and read news. They tried
that. Well, maybe what they'll do, and if there's enough yelling and screaming by people, you know, that don't like what's going on there, maybe they'll just turn around and sell it to, you know, somebody that's not in Boston. Even like you said, the rumor was that maybe Hubbard, who owns WTOP, would buy it or something. You know, somebody that's not even there, or sell it to Beasley. You know, I don't know. Depends on how all the regulations shake out.
but somebody who's going to basically kind of bring it back to the way it was, because Beasley's doing a good job with the sports hub. I'll say that. They're doing
well,
fine.
Well, they've got to do that quickly if they're going to bring it back, because when they go away, when the listeners go away, they're going to be gone.
That's right. If they go away, Gary, I mean, you're right, because once listeners leave, it's very hard for them to come back. I mean, not that I'm upset with WBZ, because, I mean, this is the way radio is going. And I get
that. Well, the other thing, too, is they're doing something that nobody else is doing in the market, you know, hour by hour with the news. So that means they kind of have a monopoly on people who want to tune in quickly and get the news. So that's still there. You know, there's still a base. You know, it's not like they're competing with anybody else. That might be the thing that will wake them up, too, if somebody came in and competed. I was thinking today, the other day, because it was Monday, April 1st, 1974 was when WEEI went all news, I guess kicking and screaming because they didn't want to, because they were doing well with their talk format, and bought CAU and EEI didn't want to do it, and CBS made them do it because they were both doing well with their talk. But, you know, they killed BZ. BZ killed them once they came in, because it was like early 91 when they came in, and then EEI ended up going all sports in the fall of 91 because BZ had gone all news at the start of the Gulf War.
That's
had
true.
A better signal, and were able to really beat them quickly.
That's true. Jamie, I know you had your hand raised. Yep. Go ahead.
All right, you guys can hear me, right?
We can hear you, but yeah, I want you to help us out after the featured station runs. But go ahead.
All right, you know, it's funny. A lot of people, you know, I'm the kind of person who when I listen to radio, I like the personalities, not just the music. Because the truth is, while I can get music on my phone or through Pandora, or whatever, I like listening to radio because Pandora can't give you personality. Pandora can't give you weather and traffic information. I like to listen to the music and listen to the personalities. That's the whole reason. That's the whole reason that we listen to the radio in the first place.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, it's a new world, and I don't think that 20 years from now we're going to see radio as we know it. And I dread to see what it's going to be like. Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you, and we can do our featured station.
Yes, we can do your featured station. Which one are you going to do this week, Jeff? You got
two of them, actually. We're going to wanted to compare them. We've got let's do it this way. We've got WRSK in Fort Myers, Florida. Not WRSK, WRXK in Fort Myers, Florida. That's your neck of the woods in the wintertime. And we've got WPBB. Now, we featured it on 98.7 when it was WBRN, when it was that no rules rock format. They've gone to a classic rock format. They're known as the Shark. Both stations owned and operated by Beasley Media, and I thought we could compare what this owner is doing with two different radio stations and two different markets in the state of Florida.
Here we go.
One of the things I like to do when presenting these featured stations is to challenge the panel. Last week, I was rather surprised when the panel thought that KFMB's morning show from San Diego, California was pretty good. This week, we're going to challenge you by hearing two different radio stations owned and operated by Beasley Media. The first radio station is licensed to Fort Myers, Florida, and the calls are WRX-KFM with an alternative rock format. Next, we're going to travel to Tampa, Florida, and listen to a station we featured before in its previous incarnation as No Rules Rock Radio. The station is now known as WPBB-FM, 98.7 The Shark, with a classic rock format. And I want to know what you guys think of these two radio stations. So without further ado, why not sit back, relax, well, relax if you can, and listen to these two radio stations on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
96 K-Rock.
Morgan & Morgan, dial #529 on your cell phone. Pound law, that's all.
K-Rock.
People, but now announced a bunch of more concerts this summer with Breaking Benjamin. Closest one, though, is Atlanta. That kind of sucks. 3 Days Grace. It's K-Rock.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. Are you wondering what we look like? Go to 96krock.com and be disappointed.
It's my job. This is my job. Rage, K-Rock.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
96 K-Rock, everything that rocks, and Rage Against the Machine. You got Ken, and our dumbass of the week is this chick in Northport was arrested after leaving her five kids inside her car so she could drink at a bar. Christy Johnson, her husband got worried when he arrived home. His wife and kids were not there. He calls her cell phone. Five-year-old daughter answers, saying they're at McDonald's. So he waits a bit, calls again. This time the daughter says, I have no idea where we are, and I have no idea where mom is. The kids were alone in the car. Judas Priest, man. Dad says, beep the horn to get an adult's attention, but that did not work. So he went out searching for his family and found them around midnight at Bandito's Bar in Port Charlotte. Bandito's. Yeah, you're a bandito. Oh, Judas Priest, man. Badges. We don't need no badges. Oh, yeah, you got badges coming up your ass, man. Let's see. The Who, Papa Roach, on the way. Stay here. It's K-Rock.
96 K-Rock presents SoFlo. March 30th at the Dixie Roadhouse in Cape Coral with special guests, The Reavers. SoFlo's album release party for their new album, New Shoes, Saturday, March 30th at the Dixie. Plus an exclusive after-show party featuring Wilder Sons Next Door at Rockade. Get advanced tickets and more info on 96krock.com.
This is All Things Radio Live.
You're swimming with 10 in a row. The next generation of classic rock. 98.7, The Shark. Be afraid. Be very, very afraid. Dave and Chuck the Freak. Mornings on 98.7, The Shark. Slippery when wet. 98.7 The Shark. The next generation of classic rock.
Quarters in session.
The Shark stops the music only once an hour. This is 10 in a row on 98.7 The Shark. Tampa Bay are making the switch to the next generation of classic rock. Don't be afraid. Dive in to the all-new 98.7 The Shark. Of classic rock
that kicks ass
with 10 in a row every hour. 98.7 The Shark. The new 98.7 The Shark.
The Shark.
Best thing that's happened radio for us in the area.
I mean, we're loving the station. It's just such a nice treat.
Shortest commercial breaks.
Yeah,
so we can get you back to music quicker. 98.7 The Shark goes to new depths by stopping the music only once. So you get 10 songs in a row every hour. Heard of a social shark until now? Follow us at 98.7 The Shark. This shark parties hard and checks in with his probation officer twice a month. 98.7 The Shark.
98.7 The Shark. WPBB HD1, Holmes Beach, Tampa Bay. From the WeatherTight Window Studios, a Beasley Media Group station. The next generation of classic rock. The Shark. The new 98.7 The Shark. The new 98.7 The Shark. Shark, commercial free. It's time for the 420 hit of the day. Brought to you by Two Steps Higher, your old school head shop in Dunedin on 98.7 The Shark. The Shark. Dave and Chuck the Freak Mornings. 10 in a row all day long on 98.7 The Shark.
Well, there you go. Two very different radio stations with very different formats. We started things off by listening to radio station WRXK-FM, licensed to Fort Myers, Florida, with their alternative rock format. And we concluded things by listening to radio station WPBB-FM, with their alternative rock format from Tampa, Florida. Both stations owned and operated by Beasley Media. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, or if there are any featured stations that you'd like me to present, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For all things radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Well, Jeff,
Bill, please calm down. Calm down. I'm just kidding around with you.
Couldn't really contain myself on that second radio station, Jeff.
My question about that station is, what kind of signal do they have over the Tampa St. Pete area? Is that a normal, city grade in all three cities, or is it one of these stations that's been moved in and you can hear it over parts of the area pretty well, and you can't hear it in other parts?
Knowing the frequency, 98.7 is a full power station, full power class B, I think, whatever it is, station. But let's contrast to both stations. You said, Chris and Jamie said he wanted to see personality radio. So let's take a look at the first station, which is WRXK, which is the modern rock station, really, or an overall rock station. Go ahead, Chris.
He certainly was able to swear and almost swear. He had that mastered very well, And basically, if that's being hip and in, that's what he does. But I mean, it was, and he was talking about the goofy woman who went out drinking and, all that stuff. And that's, that was fine. But, that was probably a morning show. We didn't really get to find that out because they, maybe they go automated too. That was the difference because, of course, the Shark was automated the whole time that we heard about, including drive time, because they said something about the 420 hit of the day. So that meant that was drive, afternoon drive, and they were automated. So, and they said so-and-so in the morning and then 10 in a row all day. Yeah, because you got nobody there. So may as well play 10 in a row.
And I think it sounds like that was maybe not necessarily the morning, the one in there, but that's the way a lot of your alternatives are. They have the weird stories, and they, they cuss a little more on what they can say. And it seemed like it was especially more 90s, early 2000s based alternative. It wasn't a lot of the newer alternative modern rock stuff. It seemed like it was
yeah, more, I agree. It was based on. And I'm looking at the log here. I recorded that on a midday, on a Saturday during the midday.
Okay.
So that's what. Right. And Jamie T, are you there still, Jamie?
Yes, sir. I am here. And a few things. Both stations use the syndicated Dave and Chuck the Freak morning show, which is a hot talk morning show. That's been the idea for many years on rock stations, is the morning show is usually talk.
So you're bound to hear Lex and Terry, or in this case, Dave and Chuck the Freak, or Bob and Tom, or John Boy and Billy. It really depends on the station's format. Now, 98.7 The Shark, they do use DJs. They have, obviously, again, Dave and Chuck the Freak mornings, Ted Conorazzi, or Ted Kamikaze, as he's called, in middays, Jeff Zito in the afternoons, and I think Joey Steele, who does some production work for all the Beasley stations at night. So it's all locally programmed, locally produced.
Has Jeff Zito started, Jamie? Because I haven't heard him. They said he was supposed to start sometime in April, and I tuned in earlier this week, and I did not hear him.
I think he started already. Now, one thing I will say, and I noticed this common trend, and it is, and tell me if you guys noticed this. Whenever there's a new rock station, they always use a big, deep, booming, speaker rattling baritone voice guy. and in addition to that, this is actually their third stint with this format. And let me tell you what I mean. The first time they went classic rock was back in 2015 under the Bubba format. They tried, and Sean and Austin, I think you know what I'm talking about, that Bubba 98.7 format. And Jeff, I told you about that when it happened. You said it's terrible. It's voice track, which it is, or which it was. Then they decided to distance themselves from Bubba and just run his show in the morning and like overnights from 3 to 6 o'clock in the morning. And then the next thing that they did was they switched the whole format. They went Christmas. Then they went to Adult Contemporary with B98.7. Then they brought the classic rock back with the Shark. So this is the third time they have tried this format, just different versions of the format.
Let's not also forget about the time before they were all sports, when they were also, I think, Adult Contemporary, or they were Play 98.7. You remember those?
Play 98.7. I loved that format. It was a great idea. You know, they should have kept it going. This thing, these guys are 50,000 watts. And
they're only 50. They're not 100. They're only 50.
Okay. Right. They do cover St. Pete, Tampa, Clearwater. And that's about as far as they go for that kind of power. And you'd have to, when it comes to this particular radio station, the problem is we have a classic rocker here already, 107.3 The Eagle, owned by Cox Media Group. And so, I fail to understand what these guys are trying to prove. They're trying to make it work when we know it won't work. And not to mention, Dave and Chuck the Freak are based out of Detroit. They're not
WRAF in Detroit.
Right. Dave and Chuck the Freak are based in Detroit. But again, the theme here has always for rock stations, and Sean, Chris, if I'm wrong, tell me that I'm wrong. The theme has been some kind of hot talker in the morning, usually.
Oh yeah, they do that. You're right. They do. Yeah. Most rock stations do that, and alternative stations. Because I mean, we got Dudley and Bob here. You know, they do it the old. I mean, you have Russ Martin in Dallas, kind of the same. You know, all over. Yeah.
You know, we don't have anything like that in in New York City. There's nothing like that, really. So Alt 98.7 that plays music, if I'm not mistaken, in the morning. Anyone else before we go to our next feature? I don't have any comments. Mike, are you there in Florida? Do you have any comments? I know he's there.
I will say this, Jeff. Do you have a local rock station? Maybe not like an iHeart Rocker.
We do. We have two alternative rock stations doing syndicated shows. Woody in the morning, and I forgot the other one, but they still play music as well.
It's probably Rover. That's usually what.
No, it's not Rover, but I don't remember which one it was.
Woody does his show, but when they go to breaks, they play music, and then they do a commercial break because they have the Woody Show here in Austin, and I have checked it a couple times.
Because we do have to move on. I want to only say one thing. If you guys would like, I'll do some more of those syndicated shows if I can. One of the shows, and I think we did it once, but I really liked it, was the John Boy and Billy Show. When I was in Augusta, Georgia, spending a lot of time there, they're on in the mornings. They're syndicated, from the WRFX in Charlotte, North Carolina. They used to have John D. Rayford. I think he passed away, the guy that did news and commentary with the show. But they really kind of funny. I really kind of enjoyed John Boy and Billy. And yet they're a show that doesn't get a lot of exposure. They're really meant for like country and rock stations in the South. So you're not going to see a lot of...
They didn't last in Austin. They didn't last in Austin very long.
Much out of the South.
Yeah, I know. And yet I did like them. Well, it's time to do our next featured station, our next thing here, I think. I don't know. We'll ask you, Bill.
We're going to go back to ATR 208.
Yeah, why don't we do that? And I'm going to just do a little intro and then Bill will play it. The guy that we're going to feature is Ken Nordine. Ken Nordine, you would know him if you're an album freak and if you know the 50s beatnik kind of stuff. He was a very big voiceover talent, and he did a bunch of albums called Word Jazz and The Son of Word Jazz, and he did a lot of work for National Public Radio, and he did a lot of voice work for commercials. He passed away in February at the age of 98, and I didn't find out about it until a little bit later. And
he had a hit in 1955, too, The Shifting Whispering Sands.
That's
it was
true.
A two-sided record where they told this Western story, you know, and go on. Billy Vaughn was playing the song in the background, and they had a chorus and all that. The other thing I remember him doing is he'd do Flare Lights Heavy, Flare Lights Light, you know, and he'd do these things like Flare Pens. He did the commercials for those and a lot of commercials, as you say.
And Tim, as a matter of fact, before we were doing the coffee club on Wednesday, Tim and I were talking about Ken Nordine, and he said, yeah, I know, I really like Ken Nordine. So let's take a listen to that. And we have an old air check of KOLA. And you know what? They're still doing the same thing, although their oldies have changed a little bit, from Riverside, California, in the California's Inland Empire. So I'll give it over to you, Bill. Well, hello, everybody. Jeff Bennett here. And today we have two featured segments. First of all, we're going to fulfill a request by Eric in Southern California. He wants to hear radio station KOLA-FM, which is a classic hits formatted radio station. The station is licensed to Ventura, California, and serves the Ventura, California, Riverside, California area. And we're going to hear their midday announcer, Carrie Davis. Then we're going to travel back to 1957 and take a brief look at the career of voiceover artist Ken Nordine in his Word Jazz series of albums. The segment is called The Vignette, and we'll tell you more about that later on. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy this segment of the All Things Radio podcast.
Celebrating 20 years of playing classic hits, this is KOLA San Bernardino Riverside. Best music ever written, the best songs ever recorded, all classics, KOLA 99.9.
San Diego Getaway sounds great at the spectacular waterfront Kona Kai Resort and Spa. Well, you get yourself qualified for that, but you got to get an entry in for KOLA Office of the Day. We're going to choose a winner here in about a half hour. Go to KOLAFM.com, keyword office.
KOLA is available now on your smartphone.
Now.
Go to KOLAFM.com and listen to the classics live right from your smartphone.
Gotta love KOLA. It's great music.
KOLA 99.9.
Happy 20th anniversary, KOLA.
Tony Awards, including Best Musical. They're on CBS Sunday night. Leasing Tom Bell Chevrolet, 10 grand in cash with getaway and play days. Legoland California Resort, 4-pack of tickets coming up next hour on KOLA. American woman. American woman. You're no good to me. And I'm no good for you. American woman. Look, you're right. The most classics back to back. KOLA 99.9. classic hits. Call the 99.9 and call a prize caravan out this weekend, including tomorrow in Redlands at Arrowhead Credit Union from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free Subway gift cards. Get all the details. Get directions at callafm.com. Keyword caravan.
Baby, don't understand.
Mr. Cindy Davis, 10:43, time to select a caller office of the day, making the call to Crestline Lake Gregory Chiropractic office of the day, Diane.
Hey, how cool is that?
You have the gift card, $50 gift certificate to Richie's Real American Diner.
Oh, how fun.
But you also might go to San Diego for a nice getaway.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, we have got you in the grand prize drawing for the Kona Kai Resort and Spa.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is one of the waterfront hotels on Shelter Island.
Nice.
Yes.
Sounds awesome.
It would be an awesome getaway, and you are qualified for that. If you want to get in for Office of the Day, get online. Enter colafm.com. Keyword office.
The voyage begins at SeaWorld San Diego. Connect with the sea and go on exhilarating rides and amazing adventures, or be awed by Shamu in the One Ocean Show. Visit SeaWorld.com for more info.
All classic.
I love cola. Always classic, always cola. Classic hits, cola 99.9. Getaway and play days. Brand new Chevy Camaro leased through Tomdell Chevrolet. And $10,000 in cash. How to get qualified? Tickets to the Legoland California Resort coming up in minutes.
Well, there you have it. We've just taken care of a request by Eric in Southern California as we listen to the classic hits sound of KOLA-FM in Ventura, California. Now let's go back to the year 1957. Ken Nordine is a voice actor who has been very successful over the past number of years. You've heard him on National Public Radio with his vignettes. You've heard him in commercials for Levi's Jeans. You even heard him introducing stereo in RCA Victor stereo phonographs with the Sounds in Space album. And you've heard him on numerous radio and television commercials. Today, let's go back to 1957 and relive Ken Nordine's Word Jazz album. The cut we're going to hear is known as the vignette. In this case, Ken Nordine is playing the psychiatrist who's trying to treat an individual who has an addiction to television. This is a rather dark and sinister piece, and you'll find out later on at the end that the psychiatrist himself is also addicted to television. So sit back, relax on the couch, and listen to Ken Nordine as he interviews the individual who is addicted to television in the vignette.
Friend with me here who is hooked on TV. Jim, when did you first contract the TV habit?
3 years ago, Ken, I became a vidiot.
A vidiot? Is this a term that I don't understand too much about being...
Well, that's what we people call ourselves.
Vidiots.
Yeah.
Well, how did this happen? How did you get into this terrible situation that has torn your soul so far apart?
Oh, it was when I started watching Milton Berle.
Milton Berle.
Well, I got sort of wrapped up in it.
Was this a friend of yours?
No, he's a fellow that's on television.
Oh, I see.
I see you don't watch television very much, huh?
Well, I have had other interests, and that's why I... But we're discussing you.
Oh, yeah.
Milton Berle was the fellow that put you on this...
Yeah, I got wrapped up in the show, Ken. It just... just sort of thing that made me feel relaxed and... forget my troubles and worries. And
would you start out with watching a little bit?
Yeah, just a little bit, a few hours a day at first.
And then, how much are you watching now?
Well, I figure it's 15 hours, Ken.
15 hours, and you? How long do you sleep?
Well, I usually get about 4 or 5 hours sleep.
Oh, I I see. Now that leaves 15 hours that you watch TV and 4 or 5 hours that... How long do you work? 4 or 5 hours a day? Or?
Yeah, when I work.
Oh, there are days when you don't even work. You just...
I can't.
Well, why not?
I have to watch television.
Oh. Well, unless...
I got a TV set in my car, too. You know that?
In your car?
Oh.
Well, that will have to go right away.
Well, they say it's illegal, but I don't care. I can't miss Godfrey, and... do you realize I'm missing... Steve Allen right now?
I had no idea. Who is this?
This is the longest I've been away from a set in
Steve Allen.
Years.
Is this some friend of yours that you watch television with?
He's on television.
Well, the same way you're on television.
He's a star on television.
He's a star on television. What do you mean? He's one of the guys that you're hooked with? I mean, you watch him?
Yeah.
What does he give you?
Entertainment. Makes me laugh. Makes me forget my worries.
Well, you mustn't have any worries at all if you're watching television 15 hours a day.
Well, that's why I came here, too, and I don't know just why I have them.
What's your problem?
I shouldn't have any worries because television makes me happy again, but...
What's your problem?
I'm worried.
About what?
I watch too much television.
If television gives you what you say it gives you...
I can feel... pain starting right now. I've got to have a set.
You've got to have a
set. Turn on that set when you can.
No, I that set is not connected. That is not.
Turn it on, will
no,
you?
No, that is not.
I'm starting to get these pains.
Listen, I don't care who's on television right now.
Oh, Ken!
There's probably nothing but an old late movie.
I don't care.
It's not worth it.
Turn it on. Please.
Listen, read this
please.
Book. Here,
please,
try this.
Turn it on.
Here's a little Adler comic book. Man.
I've got to get over that set. Turn it on.
All right. Let me help you. I'll just let you watch for a few seconds. There you are.
Oh, that's much better.
All right. See
what it is. I don't need the audio.
Shameful.
No, I don't need the audio. It's just
shameful,
the video.
Shameful, shameful.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, there's nothing
you're
I can do
better.
For you. No, I think you're going to have to give yourself up. You're beyond my treatment. I think that's all you can do is to just give yourself up.
You can turn it off for a minute now. I'll run right home and watch it. See you later, Ken.
Well, one of the many problems that I face. Wait a minute. I think I'll turn the set on myself. My gosh, it's beautiful. It's in black and white. And there's a lovely musician standing in the center of the screen. He's got a guitar. And he's all hair.
Well, there you have it. The vidette, as presented by Ken Nordine off his Word Jazz album. And an air check of KOLA-FM in Ventura, California. Today, television addiction seems so trivial. Look at the internet. We're all addicted to the internet. And how about that smartphone, where we send and receive text messages 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. And don't forget about those social networks, Twitter and Facebook, just to name a few. And I guess I must be addicted to television, because as you listen to the theme under me, you'll realize that that's the theme to the Hanna-Barbera cartoon show known as Top Cat. If you have a feature station that you'd like me to present, why not let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For all things radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Wow, I really like that second piece.
That reminded me of a Bob and Ray bit, actually, the way that was done. And the irony, of course, was the guy has a TV in his car because he's got to watch Arthur Godfrey. Well, if he just turned on his radio, he could listen to Arthur Godfrey.
Yeah, that's right.
Because they were simulcasting.
I had a friend of mine who said he didn't think that was good, but I thought he typified the kind of psychiatrist of the day, I guess. I'm not sure, but...
Yeah.
But
well,
the
other one, of course, that's good about television, and if Tim is around, if he's hearing this, maybe he can play it when we get done, is that Television by Stan Freberg. I'm a sick of a looking on television, you know, and he's
Oh, yeah.
About it.
Television. That's
well,
right.
I'm sick of it. Yeah, right.
So I mean, it was one of those things that I enjoyed it, and I remember playing it for my dad before, when he was alive, because I had the LP and before I lost it, and I got it again. And you know, he was the one that turned me on to Ken Nordine, because he's the one that got me the Sounds in Space stereo up, which we also played on an All Things Radio podcast in the past. So I guess we do. Sometimes we recycle these things around, and
play them every 7 years. That's better than the television reruns you see every 6 weeks. You
that's
know,
true. Anyone have any comments before we go?
We do have Karen with us. Go ahead, Karen.
Yes. Well, one memory I have of Ken Nordine, he made one of the neatest IDs for one of the radio stations in Atlanta. And it's on a tape that I've got who knows where. But it was as if he was trying to find something. And he says, "This is it, WQXI-FM Smyrna, Atlanta." It was one of the neatest IDs that I ever heard in my life.
And as I said before, if you've heard commercials that he's done commercials for Levi's Jeans. And that Stereo Sound in Space album, which came out in 1958, was a one side of the album. He's telling people why you should buy a stereo set from RCA and how good stereo is as compared to mono. And it was true. And I had that album, the actual original album that was given to me by a neighbor when I was living in the Bronx. And unfortunately, I don't have it anymore. But thanks to YouTube and thanks to social media, I was able to find it again. So, you know, these things come around again. But he was a very talented individual. And if you guys don't have Word Jazz, it's available on the music service. You can get it on Apple Music and Google Play Music and Spotify and Deezer. Listen to it. It's a great album. I think you'll find it. And for some of you guys who are younger, you might find it very interesting. The TV thing, was it a little overdone? Well, maybe, but I don't know if it was overdone, but it sure certainly...
I think it fit the time, actually.
Go ahead.
I think it fit the time.
I kind of agree. Right.
Even earlier, it was crazy. You hear stories about people in the 40s, and there'd be one TV in the neighborhood, and people would go to somebody's house to watch, like, wrestling or just anything they could see, because it was, not everybody had a TV till the early to mid-50s.
Go ahead. I was going to say one thing, Sean, and let you go. My parents had a television set, and they were the only ones in the apartment building that had. Everyone used to come to their apartment to watch Uncle Milton Berle Show. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, I was saying my dad even tells the story of colored TV when it first came in. All the kids in the small town they lived in would gather around the window of the furniture store that sold TVs, because they had, they had a color TV, and Bonanza at that time, I think, was the first show or the only show in color. So everybody would sit around outside the furniture store watching Bonanza. There'd be a crowd of kids because they didn't have color TVs. They would just sit outside the window.
Okay, Jerry, did you want to say something quickly, please? Because we got to get to our next section.
Yeah, that's how we got UHF. My father, he had a neighbor and would watch wrestling. And, was in his house one night. He was watching Bruno San Martino and some of those guys. He said, "We got to have UHF." The next thing I know, this guy brings a converter to our house in 1966.
I remember there was a Firesign Theater album. It was really funny. And they're fooling around with the TV. And the guy says, "You got UHF?" "No, I don't believe in flying saucers."
The best Fireside one was a Porgy and Mudhead, but we won't go into that.
That was good.
That was good. Yeah. Well, I want to thank. This has been really interesting, and I'm glad that we have all the archives for All Things Radio. We can pull things out here, and we're going to actually go to your city of brotherly love, Jerry, for our next air check. This was my favorite format, and either you love it or you hate it, but it was a variant of Hot Hits on 106.1 WTRK-FM. And I'll introduce it. Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you to wrap things up.
Well, we'll do that, Jeff. Thanks, everyone, for all your participation. We couldn't do it without you. We'll play Jeff's wrap-up feature. We'll go away for another week, but we will be back. And for somebody like Sean, I'll be on Saturday morning. And remember our big auction tomorrow night. I keep forgetting to plug that. Our ISB, I'm a president of our alumni association. And if you want a chance to bid on a Victor Stream, a Amazon Talking Television, we've got gift certificates, we've got tons of OTR, all kinds of things tomorrow night. call 317-559-5425. That's 317-559-5425 from 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night Eastern Time. So here we go, Jeff. Take us away and have a good week, everyone.
Anyone who knows me will tell you that I've always been in love with the Hot Hits format. This was a format that was consulted by the late Mike Joseph, and I was fortunate enough to live in Syracuse, New York, where the format premiered back in 1977. This week, we're traveling back in time to 1986, and we're going to hear radio station WTRK-FM in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. At that time, the station transmitted on a frequency of 106.1, and they tried the Hot Hits format once again. It had already been tried in Philadelphia during the early 1980s with WCAU-FM, and it didn't really work out very well. But the folks who owned WTRK-FM tried the format one more time. The announcers we're going to listen to are Derek Johnson and Tony Davis. So without further ado, why don't sit back and enjoy a variation of the Hot Hits format as heard on radio station WTRK-FM on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
40, and hopefully Ross Britton has recovered from Friday night's staff party. A couple of cold ones, that man. He's wild. He's a maniac. He's in tomorrow morning from 5 to 9. Here's Electric Current 7, Billy Ocean. Electric Current 7, Billy Ocean at 844. And crack for the Phillies. Lost the Cardinals this afternoon 7-4. They are now 16 games out of first place.
WTRK.
Donna telling her secrets. Electric Current 6 at 8:49. This is Derek Johnson. Temperature 78. And Eric Franks, Justin Graham, Urena Franks. Congratulations. They're graduates. That is, from Overbrook High. Invisible touch, it makes you real dangerous. She can't keep her hands off your credit cards. That's Genesis Electric Current 5 at 8:52.
WTRK.
Temperature 76. This is Derek Johnson. Don Johnson, no relation, has walked off the set of Miami Vice, wants $100,000 per episode. I figure if they give it to him, he'll finally be able to afford a razor. Simply Red Electric Current 4. There's a guy who lived through a warped childhood. That's Simply Red with Holding Back the Years. It's Electric Current 4 at 8:56.
WTRK.
Electric Charger from Steve Winwood at 9 o'clock. Congratulations to Steve Blackard, Chris Blazer, and Michael Bloom. Ready for some higher education now that they've graduated from Archbishop Ryan.
WTRK, Philadelphia.
Good wiring up Peter Gabriel on Electric 106. He was the hit of the Amnesty International concerts. Can I say it? The man was electrifying on stage. The Sledgehammer, Electric Current 3, Derek Johnson at 9:05.
WTRK Electric. Electric 106. Weather mix.
Singers got the hiccups there, apparently. Another night you can get by without the air conditioning. Clear skies, low of 64. Tomorrow you're going to have to turn it up full blast. Sunshine hot and sticky with a high of 90. Winds are out of the southwest, 12 miles per hour. Humidity is 50%. Electric current temperature, 74.
WTRK, Electric 106.
To support the hair mousse industry, that's the very happening Patty LaBelle along with Michael McDonald. Electric Current 2 at 9:10.
WTRK.
Look out, here comes Electric Current 1.
WTRK.
That's number one at 914 at Electric 106.
WDRK.
Ten, the Jets and Derek Johnson at 9:21. Congratulating Don Barnes, Chris Barn, and Kathy Barrett from the class of 86 at Riverside High School.
From Top Gun on Electric 106, it's 1:57 at the top of your morning. It's Ross Britton Toronto. Wake you up from 5 until 9. Congratulations going out to the Crater family of Paulsboro. Picking up $20,964 in the soundtrack. Keep listening. Your chance to win could be coming up soon from Electric 106. WTRK. Sound Machine have nothing to say with Electric Current 9. It's 204.
WDRK. Lighten up, kids.
Bobby, you're beautiful now. Let's record one.
What did you say?
Let's record one.
You mean you haven't
been recording? I missed the button, Bob. Sorry.
See your participating Subaru dealer now for a great deal and the best factory extended service plan anywhere. Cars in stock only. Prior sales excluded.
Electric 106.
Congratulations to the Crater residents in Paulsboro, New Jersey. They've just won $20,964 in the WTRK Soundtrack Contest. That's $20,964 just for listening to Electric 106. You never know when our next contest will be or when Electric 106 will be calling you. Keep listening for more chances to win big from Electric 106.
WTRK Electric 106. Weather mix.
A shower on the way coming up later on in the afternoon. High up to 82 today, which is warmer than usual. Warm and wet tonight. Low only down to 68. Winds are southwest at 13 miles an hour. Humidity 90%. Electric current temperature 81.
WTRK Electric 106.
For heaven's sake, don't forget me when I'm gone. What'd you say your name was again? That's Glass Tiger with Electric Current 8. It's 211.
WTRK.
In the Love Zone on Electric 106, 215. Brian Murphy will take care of you today. He's in here 3 to 7 on Electric 106.
WDRK.
A $40 million inventory.
At clearance prices.
East Moreland and Old Welsh Road, Sunday.
WDRK. Electric 106. Weather mix.
Look for a shower coming up later on this afternoon with warm, high of 82. Tonight it'll be continued warm but moist again with a low down to 68. Wind is southwest at 14 miles an hour. Humidity 90%. Electric current temperatures all the way up to 82.
WTRK Electric 106.
Sheena Easton sounding good on Electric 106, 221. Good news for the Crater family of Paulsboro, picking up $20,964 in soundtrack. Your chance to win big could be coming up soon.
WTRK.
Price your current 7, it's 225. Derek Johnson will be running in here tonight, coming up 7 till midnight. WTRK. Current 6, it's 229. Congratulations once again in order for the Crator family of Paulsboro, picking up $20,964 in soundtrack. Your chance to win big money could be coming up soon from Electric 106.
Philadelphia Zoo will be holding their third annual Chocolate Festival, featuring clowns, jugglers, music, and of course, lots of chocolate. It'll be held in the Children's Zoo section, 3 till 6 p.m. this Sunday.
WTRK, Electric 106. Weather mix.
Warm today. Shower? Sure, I could use one. High getting up around 82. Then tonight, warm and wet. Low down to 68. Winds is southwest at 14 miles an hour. Humidity is 87%. Electric current temperature, 82.
WTRK, Electric 106.
Go. A variant of the Hot Hits format is heard on radio station WTRK-FM in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania from 1986. The announcers heard on this air check with Derek Johnson and Tony Davis. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the Worldwide Legend.